Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, and we're going to talk about sowing and reaping. Here we go, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. When we read the Bible, it's important to consider context. If Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 were taken as an absolute statement, something that was always true in every case, then no one would ever go to heaven, and the Bible would contradict itself. Friends, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 isn't a law of karma. It's not the principle of attraction. This is a true statement in its context, considering what comes before and after the verse. In the verse before, of course, Galatians chapter 6, verse 6, Paul told believers to support those who teach them in the faith, to share in all good things with them. This is a basic, though sometimes neglected, spiritual principle. Those who feed and bless believers spiritually should be supported materially. You find that principle in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11, 9, verse 14, and 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, for those who are hesitant to do what Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 says, they're hesitant to share in all good things with those who teach them, Paul reminded them of God's principle of sowing and reaping. You see, their giving to God's work would not be like throwing away money. It would be like planting seeds, and whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Paul's main point was not that God's people should support those who teach them because it's good for the teacher. Rather, they should be supported because it's good for the one who is taught, the one who then shares, being shown by the principle of reaping and sowing. Now, this is even more clear when we consider the verse after Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. There, Paul wrote of sowing to the flesh and reaping to the spirit, and the harvest that is gained by each kind of sowing. If believers want to reap to the spirit, then they should not hesitate to sow to the spirit whatever resources God gives them. Friends, the farmer reaps the same as he has sown, but not exactly. The apple seed doesn't merely grow more apple seeds, but more apples containing seeds. Even so, when we sow to the Spirit, even with material things, what we reap is not necessarily material things, but something better. We reap everlasting life. That's in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. So we don't give a crude investment or money-making scheme, though believers are very confident that they will never be the loser for their generosity. In this context, the statement, whatever a man sows, that he will also reap, has application beyond giving and beyond supporting teachers and ministers. It applies generally. What we get out of life is often what we put in. Yet, if only good people received good things from God, then we would all perish, because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Here, Paul simply relates the principle of sowing and reaping to the way resources are managed. He does the same in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11, and in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 10. We may fool ourselves by expecting much when we have sown little, but we can't fool God, and the results of our poor sowing will be evident. When managing what God gives to you, sow abundantly, and then you'll reap abundantly in every aspect.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.